We're talking today with Dana Bessinger, of course, from the Oklahoma Ag in the Classroom program efforts. And Dana, Ag in the Classroom has got really quite a heritage that we've already been able to build with this program. And the whole idea is to try to somehow connect production agriculture to people that really have no ties at all with it through the classroom.
You've got it. That's correct. And it's becoming more and more imperative because children, youth, and adults have no clue from where their food, clothing, and shelter come. And we're getting ready to have a population by 2015 of 9 billion, and the amount of land is not going to change. And so we believe it is our goal to see to it that kids have a little clue from where that comes.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things. You've had a busy summer. You've had several programs going on. And the idea is that you try to connect a lot of teachers to the program, tell them about the resources available, get them really charged up to use Ag in the Classroom this fall in their classes.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We do. We work with educators. And besides the 3 road trips that we've taken with teachers, connecting them up close and personal with agriculture and our lessons and resources, we've had a state conference. We did 4 workshops at Vision 2020, which is the State of Department of Education state conference, full workshops. We partner with many of the ag commodity groups also in their conferences so that they know what we're doing and the message that we're giving out to teachers and educators across the state. And then we do on-site professional development all over the state at schools with teachers.
I know one of the things you did this summer early on was the rolling classrooms, looking at the beef industry in the state. And it was interesting. I know the Beef Council actually did a before and after sampling of those teachers about the attitudes they had about beef cattle production and beef and, you know, cattle producers, the ranchers that are involved. Remarkable differences between the before and after.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's amazing. People a lot of times base their opinions, how they purchase and what they think, on an opinion, not necessarily on a fact. And so we try to dispel some of the misinformation. And on those trips, they hear the flat out facts, and they get to visit with the ranchers. I think I mentioned to you earlier, they got to see a calf being branded, and they just thought that was, you know, terrible. And the rancher told them, it's like plucking your eyebrow. It's plucking an eyebrow is what they're feeling. And so they're, oh, okay, well, they could understand that. And we saw at Shero's in McAllister, we got to see the actual, you know, the more modern getting into a chute, a squeeze chute, branding with a, you know, electric iron. And then when we were in Cimarron County, we saw the old style where they were roping them and pulling them to a fire. And both times the calves hopped up and ran off and, you know, they were perfectly fine. And plucking an eyebrow made sense to teachers. Oh, well, they are not hurting them. And we try to let them know ranchers want to take care of their animal. And they see the actual workings of a feedlot. And they hear this is what's going on. And we are taking care of the animals, dispelling some of that.
Now, you go to a lot of trouble. You do a lot of work before you ever interact with the teachers to get them charged up to, you know, interact with their students. You're doing a lot of groundwork with curriculum, aren't you?
Correct. Curriculum, we call our lessons the meat and potatoes of our program. We have over 300 lessons aligned to state standards, and we do a lot of work with that, the activities, the extra resources, so that teachers can have that to take back into their classroom and integrate it easily.
I know that, you know, obviously you've got support from the Department of Agriculture, Department of Education, as well as the OSU Cooperative Extension folks. Partners come in addition to that. So you've got a lot of different areas of support and funding, right?
Correct. The Oklahoma Beef Council funded our summer on-the-road trips, professional development. Farm Credit is also a big sponsor and help. They understand that we are the ones that are providing their business people in the next few years. We have support from the Pork Council. They provide grants for teachers. That grant period for this fall is September 15th. So we're hoping we'll have plenty of teachers that are applying for grants from the Pork Council. Farm Bureau is also a big help to us, too, along with other commodity groups.
At the end of the day, what do you feel that this does for, you know, from a selfish point of view, what does this do for agriculture, you think?
I believe it is helping the students, the voters of tomorrow, students of today, voters of tomorrow, have a clue from where their food comes, so that whenever they get out there to make voting decisions, like what took place in Missouri earlier this week, they can see, I've got to have food to eat. And Oklahoma farmers and ranchers are providing safe, available, affordable, nutritious food, and they will make the right decisions as they become adults.